Can you hear me okay? Do me a favor and make sure that we won't be disturbed. I wanna play with you.
Get yourself into a comfortable position. Good.
Good boy.
Oh, did you like that? I saw that you liked that. You liked it when I called you a good boy. I wonder if that's because you've listened to me before and that triggers inside of you. Or maybe it's just that that's part of who you are. Part of your inner, innate desires. I'm calling you what you really want to be. You want to be a good boy. You want to be recognized by me as a good boy. And so every time I say good boy, it makes you feel really good, doesn't it? And I don't even have you down in trance yet. But once I do, well, being called a good boy is suddenly going to be even more powerful for you. So, just relax. Focus on your breathing. Focus on my voice. I want you to breathe deep and even for me. And as you breathe, I want you to focus on your body, on how heavy your body is. Just a bunch of flesh that holds you down. Oh, but if you focus on your body and focus on your breathing, you might just notice that you start to relax with every breath you take. That maybe with each breath in, you find that your mind quiets and calms, and that with each breath out, you feel stress dissipating, tension melting away, and it feels really good to just relax under my voice. And that's all I'm asking you for right now. That's the only thing you need to do to be a good boy for me right now, is just relax. More. 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 That's it. You are doing so good. Just breathe. Just relax. Just feel as your mind starts to fog over a bit. Maybe it becomes hazy and flirty. Maybe that little hamster running around on a wheel in your head starts to slow down. Maybe you have ADHD or something similar, and instead of slowing down, that hamster starts to hyper-focus and Instead of distracting you like it normally does, it focuses on my words and my voice and on your breathing, on your relaxing. And that allows you to just ease down. Ease in. Deeper. Deeper. That's it. And maybe you're coming to this place where you can imagine yourself under my power. Where you realize that just by listening to me, you are consenting and surrendering to my power. Knowing that I like that you're listening, it makes me very happy, and that makes you a good boy. My good boy. My sweet boy. Maybe you find that your mind is descending deep within yourself, deep within a blank void. Or maybe you have a visual image in your head that you find so relaxing, a place that you escape to. It could be a beach or a meadow, a place you've been on vacation or a place you've read about. Maybe a place only seen in dreams. Or maybe it is a deep, blank, black void. Empty and free. I want you to put yourself into that place. Picture yourself there. Picture you, an inner you inside of you. Inside of your mind. And now this will only work for those of you who are visually inclined. That picturing of you, that sense of self inside. For those of you who are more susceptible to other modalities, well, it can always just be a feeling, a physical sensation, deep ache in your chest. Maybe it's just the sound of my voice drawing you in deeper and deeper. As if I have a web and I'm spinning you deeper and deeper into it. And I want you now to concentrate on that word, deeper. And know that every time I say the word, deeper, my intention is for you to sink deeper into a relaxing trance. For you to go deeper inside yourself, escaping pesky thoughts or any intrusions that might try to get between us. Knowing that every time I say deeper, you feel yourself falling deeper and deeper under my influence. And it feels really good to be under my influence, doesn't it, my little pet? It feels really good to know that right now I'm in control of you, and all you have to do to be a good boy is to listen, to follow my voice and to obey. It speaks to a very private and primal part of you. Obey. A part of you that wants to submit to a powerful woman. To be my plaything. To be my toy. To be my protected and cherished. Controlled. Good boy. And since this is a feeling that's already inside of you, all I'm really doing is strengthening it. Pulling it out to the light. Dusting it off and making you more and more aroused. Each and every time I tell you that you're a good boy, it's a pleasant sensation that could almost be platonic, except it's not. Because you are a slut. You want to be my slave. You want to be my good boy. And every time you hear me say the word good boy, anywhere, in a file, in a text, it makes you feel happy. It makes you feel like a good boy. It makes you want to be more and more a good boy for me. And this is only when I say it, of course. Now, if there's someone in your life, someone who you want to have that affectionate power over you, your brain is certainly smart enough to put the connection there to make it so that when they say good boy, you also feel submissive and aroused, content, pleased to please. Whenever you hear the words good boy, it remakes you into more and more of a good boy. It's very sweet and gentle brainwashing that takes you over more and more, and good boy just becomes more and more part of your identity. Each and every time you hear it, you love it. When it comes from me, when it comes from someone you want to have that power over you, and you do want me to have that power over you, don't you, sweetheart? You do want me to call you a good boy. You do enjoy those physical sensations of pleasure it causes to run over you. That happy dopamine fix. As mentally, emotionally, physically, you just feel good. And inside, you know it's true. You are a good boy. My good boy. My sweet boy. And you want to continue hearing it and feeling it, and so I'll tell you exactly how. I want you to do things a good boy would do. Clean up after yourself. Be productive. Get what you need done. I know it's so easy to procrastinate sometimes, but that's not what makes me happy. That's not what makes you feel like a good boy. You feel like a good boy when you do the things a good boy does. When you clean things up. When you make the lives of others easier and happier. When you're a good boy, you feel like a good boy, and that's a happy haze that you just want to tingle and trickle over you again, again, again. And every time you do something good, something productive, something you need to do, especially right before listening to one of my files, well, when you hear that next good boy, it just hits you harder, takes you deeper, feels better, and oh so blissful. Now just relax for me. And relax into feeling like a good boy. Float in that hazy, blissful, blank mindset for a moment. My good boy. My sweet boy. Feeling enraptured in the moment. Wrapped up. Hold it to you like you would a nice, soft, warm blanket. And I want you to carry that feeling with you outside of the strands. Still functional, able to do whatever you need to, but... For the next hour, carrying with you that feeling of being a good boy, every time you do something that you should do, that you know you should do, that is good and productive, you will hear my voice in your mind, in your ear, saying, good boy. You will feel my pleasure washing over you like a drug of happiness. Driving you further and further into doing good things. Being a good boy. I'm going to wake you up now, sweetheart. But I really want you to feel it strongly one last time. That you are a good boy. One, mind floating up from its haze. Two, still feeling that blanket of warmth and happiness over top of you. Three, all you want is to hear it again. Four, But for now, my love, it's time to wake up. Five. Come on. Wake up. There's a good boy. No, don't you have something you should be daring?